If inshallah it will require us to continue according to the surah, we will do that. Musa became an adult. Musa was from Bani Israel. Why do we say Banu Israel? Banu Israel, yani Aulad Israel. Waman huwa Israel? Israel Nabiullah Yaqub. Ismuhu kana Israel. Nabiullah Yaqub huwa Abu Yusuf alayhi salam. Kissat Yusuf kissa ma'rufa. Yusuf alayhi salam kana yashtagil عند الملك هذا في مصر ولما كان عنده وظيفة وعنده مكان دعا أباه وإخوانه فكانوا يعيشون في مصر فهؤلاء هم الذين نسميهم ببني إسرائيل بني إسرائيل the children of Israel. Israel was the name which was given to Prophet Yaqub عليه السلام. Prophet Yaqub is the father of Prophet Yusuf عليه السلام. You remember the story according to Surah Yusuf? Yusuf came, he was sold as a slave. And then he became so special in Egypt because of his knowledge, and Allah bestowed upon him many barakat. Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers, when Yusuf became wazir, someone with a high rank in the government, he called his father, he called his brothers, and they used to live in Egypt. And they were known as Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Musa alayhi salam is from that. Now Musa alayhi salam lived as Bani Israel. These Bani Israel, they became so special people. Unfortunately, after the death of Prophet Yusuf and others, they isolated themselves. And they used to live a life of special people. They didn't mingle with people. They did not want to be with others. So hatred came here. You think you are so special and you don't want to be with other people? Because of hatred, Fir'aun, when he came to power, he wanted to kill all of them. And that's why, جَعَلَ أَهْلَهُ شِيعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. Why he did that is because of that particular idea. Now we need to think as a lesson here. What if you and me isolate ourselves from the community and we say we are special? I don't want to mingle with others. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Shia. Why do I want to go and talk to these people who are not Muslims? Remember this story. Sometimes we cause problems with our own hands. Imagine if people come here as the guest of Al-Rasul Islamic Center, and we don't want to mingle with them. Yeah, why? Because we are Muslims. They are not. And what if even they want to come and talk to us? We refuse. There is a danger there. We as Muslims, we need to live the way Muslims, the first immigrants, awwalul muhajirin, الذين هاجروا من مكة من أمر رسول الله وذهبوا إلى الحبشة بقيادة جعفر بن أبي طالب كيف عاشوا هناك هم كانوا قلة ولكن كانوا مع الناس ودرسوا الإسلام والناس كانوا معجبين بأخلاقهم وهكذا ديدادنا علينا أن نقتدي بسيرة هؤلاء الذين علمهم ورباهم الرسول تربية حسنة. The first immigrants, we remember, from Makkah, when the Holy Prophet told them to go to Habasha, Ethiopia, they went there. They did not isolate themselves. They used to live with people. They taught Islam. And Islam was accepted by people. Why? Because of their akhlaq. Why we sometimes we say we don't want to mingle? I'm just joking. I don't know any case here. However, this is the case with many of our communities, whether it's here in America, in UK, and in other places. When we go to live with the people there, we isolate ourselves and we say, well, we can't mingle. So we don't learn English properly. We don't learn French properly. We don't learn Germany properly. And we think we are so special. Those people who went to Habasha, they were special. But the Holy Prophet said, be with people. And even when they migrated to Medina, They were the minority. But because of akhlaq and the plans of Rasulullah and rahmah from Allah, they became the majority, but they used to mingle with people. The most important thing is we need to equip ourselves with Islamic knowledge of how to live with people. But we should never isolate ourselves, because one of the issues is that Prophet Musa alayhi salam, as Bani Israel, these were the weaker people. Why? Because Fir'aun was an Egyptian. He was not Bani Israel. So he was targeting those Bani Israel. And they were made as slaves. And they used to be killed, and they didn't have any honor. Eventually, Prophet Musa, now, one day when he was walking in the city, he saw two people fighting. One of Bani Israel. Another one from the people of Egypt. And this one, Egyptian, because they said, our king is an Egyptian. You, Bani Israel, you are weaker people. You are slaves. He was causing trouble to this Bani Israel. And he wanted to kill him. So Musa came and he started separating the two. And this one, an Egyptian, didn't hear, according to two narrations. One, it says, Musa was going to push him and he hit him. And this one fell down and he died. Another one said, Musa took a stick and he wanted to separate them. So he hit him, but not hard. And he killed him accidentally. Now here, the story wasn't known who killed. Second time, he saw again this Bani Israel. Musa Bani Israel. And this man Bani Israel again. He was causing trouble to another person. Musa said, okay, you are calling me again to help you, but you are a troublemaker. And this Israeli man said, okay, aturidu an taqtulani kama qatalta nafsan bil ams? You want to kill me the way you killed someone yesterday? The news became aware that Musa killed. So Musa had to run away from Egypt. And where did he go? Ila al-Madian. He went to Prophet Shu'aib, used to live there. Musa alayhi salam, and I will stop there. When he was going there, he was asking Allah, Ya Rabbi, I killed someone accidentally. When you kill someone accidentally here, what do we call it? Is known as manslaughter. When you kill someone intentionally, is known as murder. When you murder someone in America, in some state, they kill you too. In other countries, when you kill someone, they jail you for life. Musa didn't kill intentionally, so it was a manslaughter. He said, Ya Allah, I ask you for forgiveness because you don't command people to be killed. When he went to Madian, he didn't know where now he's going. He is saving himself. Who told him to run away has killed. The same one who is known as Mu'min Fir'aun came to Musa and he said, you know what, people? يَأْتَمِرُونَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ. They are planning to come and kill you. So help yourself. And that's why Musa went there. When he reached Madian, he found two girls. And there, he saw these two girls are waiting aside, and they wanted someone to wait for the people to feed water, to water their camels, to give water to the animals, the sheep. And these poor two girls were standing there, as we know the story. Musa looked at them and he said, this is not normal. Why these girls are here? They are weaker and these are stronger. He went and he said, what, can I help you? So yes, help us. And he started helping them. According to two narrations, one says that there was a big stone which was covering the second well where people used to fetch water. Musa was so strong, he removed the stone and he took water and he gave to the animals, and these girls went home early on that day. The second narration says Musa went and he wanted for the shepherds to give him chance to give water to the animal. They refused, or they allowed him. He helped the girls. The story says when they reached home, the father said, why are you early today? The lesson here. Normally you come late, Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Shu'aib. Why are you early today? There was this man who helped us. Man helped you. It's a big story. How can a man help you? The girls had to say, you know what, this man, stranger, we have never seen him, he came and he helped us. The father said, okay, so if the man helped you, we need to pay him as well. Go, one of you, go and call. She went and she said, my father is calling you to pay you for what you have done. Musa went, and Prophet Shu'aib said, innaka ladaina aminun, you have been saved today. You don't have any worries again. No Fir'aun here. This is a new land. And then he gave him food. Musa alayhi salam refused to eat. Look at the akhlaq of anbiya. Musa said, how can I eat? What did I do for you? You want to give me free food? Free meal? Sorry. I don't have money, but I can't eat free. I haven't done anything. Prophet said, no. It's akhlaq of ours that when we have a guest, we entertain our guest. Please have a meal. Not because you have done anything. You have helped us, of course. But however, this is free of charge. Said, thank you very much. He sat down and he ate. Now, while they were finishing eating, one girl is talking to the father. He says, father, it's tajir. Give him work. This work of us going, taking animals is too much. إِنَّهُ لَقَوِيٌ مَتِينٌ. Because he's strong. Amin. And he is Amin. Kawiyun Amin. And he is trustworthy. Listen the story here. According to Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad. The father, Prophet of Allah. Which prophet again? Shu'aib. Shu'aib said, okay, my daughter, there is a case here. How did you know that Musa is strong, and how did you know that Musa is a trustworthy person? You met with Musa once and you say, Musa is strong. Yes, I can understand. Musa is strong. You say Musa is a trustworthy. You need to try someone to know that he is a trustworthy person. The daughter of Prophet, smart as well. He said, father, you know what? Why I said he is a trustworthy? I mean, it's because when we were walking from the well back home, this man told me, you lady, be behind me. Don't be in front of me. When we walk, you be back and I'll be front. If we are going right, you can throw a stone to my right side and I will go right. Don't be in front of me because shaitan can tempt me. See, amana. So the girl know that this man is Amin. And among the akhlaq which we learn, if you walk a man and a woman, try as much as possible a lady not to be in front of you. Lesson. You can be tempted by shaitan looking at the lady. Now it is here, as we understand, Imam Musa bin Jafar al-Kadhim alayhi salam, rather than Imam Bakr alayhi salam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam says that Shu'aib asked his daughter, I know by him removing the huge rock from the mouth of the well that he is strong. But how do you know that he is also trustworthy? The girl narrated to her father how Musa had asked her to walk behind him and point the way by throwing a stone. Let us stop there, brothers and sisters. Are we allowed to talk to ladies? If yes, what are the akhlaq of talking to them? A stranger. We live in America. You see a muhajjaba, a woman in the street. She is in a need. She requires assistance. Can you go and talk to her? According to some of our cultures, no, never talk to a woman. Prophet Musa says, no. If there is a need, talk to them. This is Nabiyyu min Anbiya Allah. Not only talk to them, help them. So you are driving at night, you see a woman with hijab, she's needing help. You say, well, هذه يعني غريبة. ليست من الأقرباء. Tomorrow, if problem would happen to her, you are responsible. We have to learn from them. In Surah Yusuf, Surah Yusuf, the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرًا. There is a lesson from the lives of the messengers, and that's why we brought this story, because of Ibra. Lesson, reflection, we need to learn from their stories. We can talk to the ladies if there's a need, you can help them if there's a need. Don't bring the issue of culture and say, well, because ana yaani kada wa la usaid yaani aib alayya ya akhi haram alayka idha la tusaid. هذه من الضروريات يعني من الأمور الضرورية واحد يساعد الثاني في وقت الضرورة ولكن علينا أن نراعي هذه الأخلاق للمعاملة بيننا وبين أخواتنا في وقت الحاجة. Before that, قبل ذلك موسى بعد أن ساعد بنات شعيب لم يكن عنده أي مكان يذهب فبقي هو يفكر أين يذهب ليس عنده أي شيء. فقال ربي لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. ربي لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. يا الله أنا فقير. كل هذه الخيرات التي أعطتني رزقتني من القوة والحكم وعلم وما شابه ذلك ولكنني محتاج. كلمة فقير هنا أنا محتاج أنا بحاجة إلى خيرات أكثر من هذا. What we understand from this dua, Prophet Musa, when he heard the daughters of Shuaib before he was called, he was invited, he sat down and he was saying, Rabbi, inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. This is a dua sometimes we hear in kunut. Some of our scholars, they may read, Rabbi inni, O my Lord, I, indeed I, verily I, lima anzalta ilayya, whatever you have given me in the blessings in terms of barakat, faqir, I need more and more. Jama'ah,